Hoosiersmoneyline.com. Good morning, Sharon.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning, everyone. More than 36,000 Hoosiers with health insurance through the Healthy Indiana Plan will get to keep those plans for another year. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, Indiana reached agreement with the federal government for an extension of the state's health insurance program for low-income Hoosiers through 2014.
Under the Healthy Indiana Plan's one-year extension, the program will undergo some changes. Currently, a family of four earning about $47,000 a year, 200% of the federal poverty level, is eligible for the program. That income threshold will be lowered to 100%, roughly $23,000 a year for that family of four. Governor Mike Pence says that's because those making more than 100% of the poverty level will be eligible for tax credits through a health care exchange established by the Affordable Care Act.
That frees up space for people to enroll in the Healthy Indiana Plan that doesn't exist today. And so there'll be more people that move into the exchanges, and then it'll free up about 10,000 more spots here.
House Minority Leader Scott Pelath says obtaining only a HIP extension merely relieves the fears of a fraction of Hoosiers.
The governor is basically saying he's willing to let 400,000 people remain uninsured in this state. He's willing to tell them that their only choice for health care is to go to the emergency room, which is costly, wildly chaotic and expensive, and passed on to the other taxpayers and premium payers.
Pence says the health care exchange and the tax credits that come with it will make health care coverage more available to many of the state's uninsured population. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
The campaign is being planned to urge lawmakers to consider creating an independent Indiana redistricting commission to change the way voting districts are determined. Debbie Asbury with the League of Women Voters of Indianapolis explains the process.
The goal is for our General Assembly, and it's very arduous within the General Assembly, and I've learned more than I ever cared to know, but you have to know this stuff, that there has to be a bill that would be drafted, and the bill would be drafted in support of an independent redistricting commission.
Common Cause is also part of the effort. Currently, members of the political party in power generally determine legislative lines. The group is organizing small groups of people to contact lawmakers. A judge has ruled a second blood sample taken from an IMPD officer after a fatal 2010 collision can be used against him despite mistakes made in storing it. The ruling was one of a trio of defeats that Allen County Judge John Serbeck handed David Bizzard on Tuesday. He also denied Bizzard's request to sequester the jury and to access secret recordings of a prosecutor's conversations. Bizzard awaits trial next month on reckless homicide and drunken driving charges. And a portrait of the canine who became known as America's Dog is on display at Atherton Center at Butler University. Blue 2 died over the weekend at the age of 9. Butler's bulldog mascot had been in ill health in recent weeks. His handler and dad, Butler employee Michael Kaltenmark, says Blue stepped into the public eye when the men's basketball team made the Final Four.
He was viewed as a good luck charm. And when you're having success like that, he gets just thrust in the spotlight, I guess. And so people see him and they connect the success to the dog. And all of a sudden, you know, he becomes responsible for all the success we're having.
The university is raising money for a memorial to honor Blue 2. Any leftover funds will go to support the campaign for Hinklefield House. Butler's new live mascot, Trip, has taken over Blue's PR duties. WFYI weather today, mostly sunny, high 82 with some patchy fog early this morning. Mostly sunny tomorrow and Friday with highs near 81. Right now, 57 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alsett.
All right. Thanks so much, Sharon. And a look at sports. Things could have been easier for Serena Williams at the U.S. Open yesterday.